This is Claire.
And this is Jessica.
And this will only hurt a little.
A little.
Today we will be talking to Jenny about Huntington's disease. It's an inherited condition in which nerve cells in the brain break down in 5 stages, affecting the person's physical and mental abilities. We hope you learn something from this episode, and we hope you
stay alive.
All right. How are you, Jenny?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, good.
Well, we're very excited to talk to you today. We've done some research, but you have done way more research than us. So if you could tell us about your, well, I think start probably with your mom's journey.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So kind of, actually was going over this earlier. My mom, let me start back. So it kind of started with our family this, let's see, July 2018 is kind of when we got the diagnosis of Huntington's disease. I was in an airplane. I just got back from a friend's wedding, super fun in Denver, just like the time of your life kind of wedding. And then I get a voicemail from my mom, like, hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. Give me a call back. And then my brother sends me 2 texts that say, call mom now. And you're just like, oh my God, like heart drop. What is happening? Yeah.
Really scary.
Not something you want to hear or see when you open up your phone. So I call my mom and she's, hey, you know, everything's fine. I just have some not so great news. I'm like, oh my God, what? She's like, I'll tell you later. Like in the plane, my heart's like pounding, like just tell me that.
Yeah.
So she was diagnosed with Huntington's disease. We had kind of been seeing a little change in the past, let's see, 2018. So probably about like 2015. We've been seeing some, I thought it was Alzheimer's, or her sister got diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Her other sister got diagnosed with PICCs. It's like a frontal lobe disease where it's kind of like the opposite of Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's, I can never say that right.
Is normally in the
back. It's in the back, and the PICCs is in the front. Lobe. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She like didn't know where she was a lot of the time. She would like say things that people were like hitting her and they weren't, like it was very just, but she thought they were. It was really strange.
Yeah.
So we kind of was like, oh God, like something's Alzheimer's or something like that.
And what was she doing? Was
things just weren't connecting. She came out when my son was born like 3.5 years ago. She came out for 3 weeks and you could just tell, like my husband Charlie, his dad came over and she thought it was his uncle and like didn't realize it until like 4 hours later.
So, do they look similar?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
but they don't come out a lot. So like, okay. Yeah. Maybe you miss the name or something.
Yeah.
But like not realizing until like 4 hours later that that is his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Something's not like connecting.
Connection.
Yeah. And she also is, was always kind of jittery, but like as a family, we're jittery. I mean, we're just like, that's how we are. We're
using our squishy balls.
We move
fidgety
a lot.
Fidgety, yeah.
So I didn't really think about that either. So when she came out for 3 weeks to stay with me, I told my dad, I was like, she's got to go to the doctor. Something's not right.
Now, when you say jittery, do you mean?
Just kind of like moving her feet.
She couldn't sit still.
I always thought she was just a bad driver, but like she drives like press on the gas and then off.
Oh, yeah.
I just assumed that was just, you know, people do that and it's like a bad driver, but not on my sense.
I once sat in a taxi ride with someone driving like that. And
it's
it was
the worst
taxi
it's
driver.
It's absolute
in my
worst. And I always used to be like, Mom. But now it's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she came. She didn't recognize your father-in-law.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like little things like that. We were like, okay, something's not quite right. So she went to the doctor, went to one doctor. They did all the Alzheimer's tests, memory tests, all that kind of stuff, and said nothing's wrong. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
So went to another doctor, did the same thing. All the tests came back right. But then he was like, in the off chance, let's test for Huntington's disease because I'm noticing like fidgety.
Really? And that's something that happens.
Yeah. So Huntington's is basically your brain and it's called chorea, but it's like just like not being able to stop moving. And then your arms will just move and you just can't stop it.
That's what I was saying about the girl I nannied. She would always, like, pull her arms in.
Are they involuntary or?
Yeah, so you can't really stop them. And my mom had said, you know, like, you can notice it, but she somehow figured out, like, just not to stop it, but she could, like, hide it if she wanted to.
Okay. She was recognizing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we, my grandfather died, all our cousins were in town, and they were like, is your mom okay? Like, she's moving a lot. Like,
and if someone else notices it.
Yeah, like, I didn't really, I was like, what are you talking about? She's always been like that. Like, no.
Yeah.
She would lose her balance. I just thought she was getting old, but.
But how old was she?
65, how
not
about
that
the time?
Old.
No, no, no. Yeah. Not that old, yeah. So they tested for Huntington's disease and it came back positive. And we were like, we don't even know what this is. And it's genetic. And how do we not know what this is? So we're assuming my grandma had it. She was also very jittery. We used to laugh. She passed when she was like 85 in a nursing home. She had dementia, but not like, I mean, very mild case. Mm-hmm. We used to laugh because she would, like, speed around the nursing home in her, like, wheelchair, just, like, moving, because she could never stop moving. She was just, like, moving around, talking to everyone, and we just thought it was...
Like, wow, look at all this energy she has. She's great.
Right, And now it all makes sense.
Yeah,
we have that, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that I think we talk about so often, is you kind of look back in family history and see that... There were markers there.
For sure.
But we just weren't testing. We didn't know enough about it.
Yeah.
And now we do.
Yeah. And one of the main things that starts, like, one of the first symptoms is, like, anxiety and mental health. And when my mom's mom died, she had anxiety. And it was like, well, of course, like, your mom just died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, yeah. Nope. That's the first thing that started. And then this.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And so then where do you go once your mom is diagnosed? Is there a treatment for her?
So there's no treatment. There's medicine for the movement, basically. So there's no cure or anything. Like, it's just it's going to get worse. But there's medicine for the movement. And then one of the genetic counselors I talked to said, eat right and exercise. And that's supposed to help, too.
Muscles and your mind.
Yeah. It's apparently all about your blood flow. So if you keep your heart rate up and keep your, then the blood flow will get to your brain and it will slow the process down.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it's called a CAG repeat. So it's basically every normal person has like an 18 CAG repeat. And then with Huntington's, you have 25 to 30. It's like you might have it 30 to 37 is like you might pass it on, but you don't show symptoms. But 40, I think it's 40 is the beginning of symptoms. So basically, the lower the number, the later in life you get it. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
So my mom has a 40 repeat. So that makes sense. She was like 65.
Mm-hmm.
The average age is 40, I think.
Really?
People get it? Yeah.
That symptoms start to show.
Yeah.
That is so young.
So young. Like, I can't imagine, like, 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Showing symptoms.
No. I'm 3 years away from that. I mean,
right, yeah.
That's so fast.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. We are lucky in the fact that our repeats are very low.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it from your mom, you tend to have the same repeat. So I have 41. My brother has 40. And it's a 50-50 chance of getting it. And yeah, we all got it. So it's also like 100% in our family. And my mom's sister that was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, turns out she did have Huntington's.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She does have Huntington's. Okay. Yeah. So it all, all makes sense now.
Like, really? Is it more common in women?
No.
It sounds like a lot of the women in your family have it.
Yeah. But that's just because all they have are sisters.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So there's three sisters. And because they got it from my grandma, they're all the same repeat. Mm-hmm. And then my brother's the same, and 41 is pretty much the same as 40.
So what is that test like? Is it a blood test? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they say immediately you need to do this? Did they say it's your choice?
It's our choice, yeah.
Okay.
And one of the counselors I was talking to actually the other week said that I think it's like 90% of people that could have it don't get tested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because it's one of those things that, I mean, you're finding out your future, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't have symptoms, yeah, it's totally scary. And if you don't have symptoms, a lot of people are like, what's the point in finding out?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait until we at least have symptoms. The only reason I got tested pretty immediately was for kids.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to know so that I decided. So we had to decide what to do in the next
mm-hmm.
year
or two. Yeah. And so you got your results and your brother got his results. You both had it.
Yeah.
How was that conversation, if you don't mind sharing that, as far as do we have kids or do we adopt? Because your brother has adopted.
He adopted, yeah. So they have two kids they adopted. They went through a hard infertility for years. So they ended up adopting. And if you get it from your dad, you're more likely to, the repeat is more likely to grow. So you could get it.
Really?
Yeah, which is
random. Interesting.
Yeah. So it turned out like really good for them that they adopted.
Yeah.
So that his kids won't have a worse repeat
mm-hmm.
number. Yeah. Whereas mine will have
the same.
That's
so interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what the difference is.
No.
Yeah.
And usually I feel like when it comes to those things, when it comes from your mom, it's usually like, you know, passed down through the bloodline on the female side.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that in this case, it's actually a higher number if it's passed from a father.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is interesting. Because, when you look at all the, like, genetic tests and stuff, it's always, did your mom have it? Did your, your mom's side,
Yeah. And so how did that conversation go?
So when I first got diagnosed, I think I took the test and it's like 2 weeks before you get the test results back, but we like went somewhere on vacation. So I just kept pushing it back.
Yeah.
But then like, you just like keep worrying the more you push it back and like, okay, let's just do this. I kind of assumed I'm one of those people that always just goes to like the worst thing. I'm like, okay, I have it. Like, let's just do that. So that way, if you don't have it, then you're like
relieved.
So like getting the actual diagnosis wasn't as bad as I mean, it's of course emotional because, I mean, it's like your future, your life. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a big news moment in your life.
Yeah. It's kind of, I mean, you could get hit by a car today, but I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well, this is what I could die from. So it's definitely emotional that way. But then the kids thing is just what hit me the most because we already had Mac. So he was probably he was 2 years.
Okay.
When we got the diagnosis. So it was like, oh God, like, what about him?
Yeah.
Like, what does he have? What do we do with the next kid? We were talking about getting ready to have kids. The best scenario right now, they have, you can do an IVF and we'll test it and they can basically like not put in an egg with Huntington's.
Really?
So you can kind of stop it.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
That is.
So there's a lot of like, foundations and grants for people that can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to kind of stop it in your family is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So there's like that option. There's the option of chancing it. It's 50-50. And then with the chancing it, there's a lot of new research. And at the time it was like, they're all positive. In the last month, they've come back. They canceled two of them already because they basically the gene therapy didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. There was like four ongoing. One was in phase 3 and you were like, yeah, this is going to be so positive.
Yeah.
And now they're like, no, it's not. Oh, that's great.
I know.
But I still think
there's work happening.
There's for sure. And everyone we talked to, what's great about, with Kaiser, they set you up with a genetic counselor and they basically talk you through this whole thing. And we went, it was like a clinic, I guess you'd call it. So you go there all day and you see a neurologist, you see a counselor, you see palliative care, you see all these people to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They do like a baseline test. You have to walk and there's like a written test, kind of stuff like that. And everyone there was super positive about the
research
and the trials and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So even the two that got canceled like recently, I still...
There's other ones happening, which is
happening.
So exciting.
Yes.
And it's really exciting.
It is. And it's kind of the first, because like Huntington's is a lot like ALS. It's a lot like all the mm-hmm. Parkinson's. It's a lot like Alzheimer's. So if you can kind of single out this gene, then what can you do for all the others?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it comes to your brain, I feel like we're really spending a lot more time focusing on how we can help people and healing their brain or preventing breakdown of myelin sheath and things like that the best that we can, or slowing the progression of different diseases that do cause damage to the brain.
I mean, even just like, I find stuff all the time online where it's like, I just found a couple weeks ago, I sent to my mom, but it's like how a keto diet can help your brain and can help Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
How, like, how does that make sense? But so there is a lot of stuff like that. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. And so when can you test your kids? Are you going to?
Or
are you going to leave that up to them?
Up to them, yeah. So when we were talking to the counselor, they basically say, so we decided to chance it because of the research.
Yeah.
And because our family, because we, our repeat number will get it late in life. So 60s, hopefully, plus. That gives 60 years for science to figure it out.
Exactly.
So I really think that there'll be something by then.
Yeah, and still decades for you.
Yeah, for
sure. Which is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I think if we had a higher repeat and it's like 30s or 40s, I might have gone a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, we decided to chance it. And they don't test kids unless they have symptoms.
Okay.
Because if you want, because it's such a life-altering diagnosis, you want them to have a choice.
Exactly.
So they wait until they're 18 and they have a choice.
Is there different, I guess, chances as far as your kids getting it when they're kids, or is that a totally separate?
That, so there is juvenile HG, but I think, I mean, the repeat number for that is like 60 or 80. Like, it's a lot.
Okay.
So I don't think there is a chance that, so that like what you get from your mom, the repeat number and how your parents have it, does a lot, but it's not like 100%. So there is a chance that like I could get it in like 2 years, but probably not. So if they had it, there is a chance that they could get it earlier, but it, not the juvenile. Juvenile is like
a totally separate situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And that's just the worst.
Yeah.
So of course, when my mom told me what she had, I Googled it, which is just never.
Yeah.
You get in a hole quickly.
And I watch videos, of course, of juvenile HD.
Oh, no.
It's bad. These poor kids are like 20 and can't, they're in a wheelchair. They can't do anything. They can't talk. They can't eat. They can't.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where.
Don't Google it. Wait to see your specialist.
Yeah. And her neurologist didn't tell her anything. He was basically like, you have this, tell your family. That's it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so.
Excuse me. Like, you need to explain what this is.
Can we get some information?
Yeah.
Can we do, like, a follow-up? Can we make sure you bring someone and questions and you can come back in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And we can really dive into this.
So we made my mom go to, there's what they call centers of excellence around the country.
Okay.
And there's one about an hour from where they live. So we made them go there and they have like family days and learning days where you can learn all about it. And
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really so nice. Great. But
I wish they had those for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I would make my family go.
Right. I mean, it's important to
find
out what it is and how to help it. And
So are you, or is she doing any sort of physical therapy or...
Is speech therapy necessary? Not yet. So it's right now she can still talk, still walk. She's actually progressing pretty slow, which is awesome. She's moving. The moving is getting a lot worse. Her anxiety is getting worse. But it's not, I mean, she still lives. She doesn't drive anymore, but again, I don't. She should have been driving like 10 years ago.
Some of us just shouldn't drive.
No, just kidding. So she doesn't drive a lot anymore. But, I mean, she's still like living
an
life kind of normal.
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She can trip upstairs, lose her balance sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not nearly bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's taking a medication. There's a medication for the movement.
Yes. Yeah.
And then some sort of, like, anxiety.
Yeah, so she's taking anxiety medicine and the movement medicine.
But the anxiety medication, is that kind of ever evolving because it's increasing?
Yeah, she had to increase it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it will just get worse.
Yeah. Do they follow any sort of treatment as far as, you know, I know for Alzheimer's there are things that they use to slow the progression or at least try to. Do they use things that are in that realm as well because it has a similar effect or not really?
They haven't really with her. And when I talked to they basically told me the only thing you can do is, yeah, eat right and exercise, which we're not an exercise family.
Neither same.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I mean, and I feel like that is a blanket thing too.
For sure.
And maybe, you know, it's great, yeah, specifically for Huntington's disease, but
we hear things like that for chronic illness.
Yeah.
All
drink
the time.
More water.
Drink more water, exercise, walk. Yeah.
Yeah. And good luck. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that can be, especially if you're not an exercise family, which
we do not.
It makes it like, really, like, what kind of exercise are you talking about?
Yeah.
When you're not motivated and you have to make it a habit, it makes it really hard.
We're just not going to be the type of people that can want to run. It's just not going to happen.
No.
No.
Yeah. How are you? How's your brother feeling about it?
He has a lot more. I think it's just his personality versus my personality. Very
optimistic.
Yeah. A lot more optimistic and a lot more. He has a lot more anxiety about, like, is this a symptom now? So, like, you know, any time you trip or, like, anytime you forget something. And that's the other thing.
It's probably easy to do that, though, because
you're
overanalyzing everything you do.
Yes, everything. Is this a symptom?
Yes.
And our family in general, we have terrible memories to begin with. Like, Charlie always jokes around with me, like, I knew something was wrong with you. Thanks. We never remember anything. We're always kind of like spacey. Like, it's just, that's just us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I left the stove on. Is that Huntington's disease? Or am I just, that's just me?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So it's.
You're running around with a little person and a baby.
Yeah.
And so, of course, forgetful things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you just tend to be that way.
Right. Yeah. So I try not to focus on that, and I try to, I'm not going to get symptoms until I'm like 65, so I'm not even going to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe even later.
Or later, that's right.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Because it sounds like, I mean, you look at your grandmother and her situation, and then you look at your mom, and it's getting better.
Yeah.
And so then for you, or even, you know, if it's a possibility for your kids, it's like every step, it gets better.
Yeah. And I think definitely my mom never exercised, like, ever in our life. So if I can start exercising now, maybe I can also prolong the symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. You're pretty involved in the community.
Kind of. The problem is the chapter of the, it's like, but it's like the center of excellence in each different city. They have
region,
Region.
Okay.
It's like 4 hours away.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's not any chapter here. So anything I do has to be like virtual or.
Or traveling.
Or traveling, yeah. So we did a walk. They
That's
do every
cool.
year. With COVID, we did a.
Virtual walk.
Virtual walk. And that was kind of fun. We walked on the golf course.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, this is easy.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I did, actually did a like support group a couple weeks ago.
Locally?
Online.
Online. Very cool.
And it was all parents trying to decide whether to do IVF. And there was like, I think five of us, and I was the only one that chanced it. And there was one family that was like half. The first kid they tested and got her repeat number. And they were like, okay, it's low, so we'll continue with the pregnancy. Another pregnancy terminated because of how bad it was.
Oh.
I mean, it was just so.
Those are hard, big decisions to make.
Huge decisions, yeah. And seeing how everyone's doing, and it's nice to see from every
perspective.
Angle, yeah, from perspective, how they're dealing with it.
Yeah. That is really cool. What is the excellence thing?
So it's HDSA, and they have centers of excellence. Yeah.
All over.
All over the states, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to ask you three random questions. Okay. So first one, easy, current hobby.
Well, Probably photography.
Okay.
Yes.
Which we love.
Yes.
Yeah. I might be giving you a call.
Uh-huh. I went to school for it.
What?
Actually, yeah. So I actually started in graphic design, and then I like randomly took a photography class. I was like, yeah, go do this.
You loved it.
So I switched to photography. I love it. I love film mostly. I kind of, what I love the most is travel with photography.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. There's just, you can just show different cultures and show different people with photography in like a different way that you don't like get.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
When you're there. Now, most of my photography is of my kids.
Yeah, which they're fun. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's silly. What body part would you mind not
having?
Having.
Just
having.
Giving up one body part.
Like, how little are we talking about?
I mean...
Or like an arm.
Yeah, it's totally up to you. It could be anything. It could be like, you know, my kid talks a lot. I wouldn't mind not having my ears. It's up to you.
That would not be good because I like music.
Yes, yes. By the way, I loved the music you were playing in your post recently.
What's the thing? I can't remember.
River.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Leo Bridges.
Me, too. So much.
He's so good.
Yes, yeah. He's so good.
Yeah. Maybe, like, toes?
Yeah.
Hide them?
Yes. I love that. You can hide them. Yes, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay, this is the one that I was really talking to Claire about. Craziest mom moment.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean...
So recently,
I have a lot of
crazy. Yes, that happens, but yes, exactly. Okay, silliest thing he said recently. Can you think of that?
What did he just, I mean, it was literally every day.
Every day, everything. So recently yeah, you had to do something. You had to remove something from his head. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. A car.
Yeah.
A toy car.
Was he like grooming it?
Dinosaur toy. Dinosaur toy car, can't talk. But it's like it's on like a track and you turn it on and it goes. And I guess he turned it on and put it in his hair.
And it went
and it was like wound up in his hair. How did you even get this?
Not something that you could like oil and grease up and work its way out.
You hear about like kids getting like putty stuck in their hair or like gum.
Yes.
Not a toy car.
He's obsessed with toy cars.
I love that. But you had to, like, and it was right on top in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I had to cut it off.
Yeah. How's it looking? Is it sticking up?
A whole buzz
cut. No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
No.
His hair, anyway, is such a mess.
I think it's so cute.
I cut it originally, and then basically I got fired from that job. 2020 was like, we can't do this.
Yeah. You're like, why? It's free and it's working and it's convenient.
It went somewhere and it was even worse than what I did. And I was like, okay.
That's
funny.
So you're doing the job again.
Back on. Yeah. It's going to have to be like hipster hair because that's the only way. Like,
I think it looks so cute.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to make it look like a hipster.
I think it's adorable.
It is cute.
I love it.
Thank goodness you got the car out.
He's such a mess. He's hilarious.
Oh, he's so cute.
So cute.
And how does he like being a big brother?
Good. Yeah, he likes it a lot. He's not, it's like half, he half ignores him, which is good.
Yeah.
And then the other half, he'll like walk up to him and be like, you're so cute.
Oh, yeah. Or like, does he, away. I was a squeezer. I would squeeze the baby's arm, like,
grab me, my brother's arm and be like, ee.
Not like maliciously in any way. It was just like so squishy.
You're
and
so
I was
love.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
My mom would be like, okay. That's all.
My mom said growing up, I used to have bite marks on my face because my brother was trying to kiss me.
Oh, no.
Just so much love.
Yeah. Just love. Okay.
So good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with
You're
us
welcome.
Today. Do you recommend any specific places people look that are looking for
information?
Yeah. And not going down a Google.
Do not go down a Google. Oh, my God. HGSA has a lot of information. Yeah.
Okay. .com.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of local help. They have like a weekly thing. They talk about the research and trials, and yeah, there are a lot of information there.
Awesome. Good. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.